This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I've been briefed about the bombings in New York and New Jersey and the attack in Minnesota. Obviously, we need to do everything we can to support our first responders. Also, to pray for the victims. We have to let this investigation unfold. We've been in touch with various officials, including the mayor's office in New York, to learn what they are discovering as they conduct this investigation. And I'll have more to say about it when we actually know the facts.
Secretary, do you have any reaction to the fact that Donald Trump immediately upon taking the stage tonight called the explosion in New York a bomb and that's the crowd?
Well, I think it's important to know the facts about any incident like this. That's why it's critical to support the first responders, the investigators who are looking into it, trying to determine what did happen. I think it's always...
Well, she wanted to say that she thought it was wiser to have information before making conclusions because we're just in the beginning stages of trying to determine what happened. But, Scott, it was a bomb, right? I mean... It was a bomb. I mean,
yeah,
and,
it was a bomb.
And I don't think that, I mean, it's like you're trying to split hairs and trying to make somebody into something they're not, you know, by declaring the obvious.
She even knew that. At the beginning of the clip, she says, you know, the bombings in New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
I mean, she says it herself.
Yeah, so now she contradicts herself. You know, well, how dare somebody say it's a bomb, even though I just said it was a bomb. I mean, okay, well, come on. You know, it's... and you know, my instant deal when I saw the video of her, you know, presenting her case and talking about this, I thought, wow, have they drugged her? I mean, she is just really, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm just looking at it just in terms of observation and going, what happened to the energy? What happened? I mean, she's so stoic. Not that, you know, you expect her to bring out pom-poms and, you know, jump around and do flips or anything like that. But still, the way she presented it, it was like, whoa, what, you know, give this girl some coffee or something. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, you could definitely tell, well, she looks like somebody that hasn't been feeling very well, you know.
Yeah. We know. Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, ooh, you know, and here it is. We've gotten another attack. And it wasn't. And I think what they try to suggest, and thank goodness, you know, that, you know, Trump did not, you know, tie it in. It seems now there's, you know, it is a terrorist attack. I mean, unlike what happened in Minnesota, where clearly, you know, the guy's asking people, hey, are you a Muslim? And he stabbed five people there in Minnesota. And so there you look at it as, you know, here we got, you know, another situation where you've got a Muslim attack going on, or a radical Muslim, however you want to refer to it. And, you know, here we're just so sensitive about it, you know, and Donald Trump didn't say it was a Muslim. You know, if he did, oh, my goodness, it would all. But even though now it looks like we have, you know, a Muslim from Afghanistan who has come here. And actually, I think he was born here in the United States. He's a United citizen, a U.S. citizen, but of Afghan descent. So we don't know if he's radicalized here or, you know, something else had happened. But clearly, I mean, he's, you know, this is who the FBI is looking for right now. You know, we're like splitting hairs, you know, just because you have a problem. You got bombs blasting off there in New York City. And thank God. They had several others that did not go off, and even the timing of the one there in New Jersey as well was off. So thank God not as much devastation occurred as possibly could have. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You know, maybe some old interviews, something that you're looking for, they're all right there. We're here to serve, make it easier for you. Also, again, I thank you for supporting our sponsors that support us and allow us to remain independent and, you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're eternally grateful that they have come along and joined in on the effort to, you know, keep us independent and allow us to get the information that you're looking for and have the experts that we have on the show with us to, you know, break it down. It's one thing to hear opinion. Another thing to have experts that have done the research and give you all the facts, and then you can enter that into the process and consideration. Well, as we've been talking about the New York, New Jersey bombings, it looks like the same man is wanted. There's been videotape, as Robert Bakke had presented, Jeffrey Stevens as well. There's videotape of this man. You know, officials are saying that looks like a terror cell is likely involved. They've already arrested, you know, five people, you know, regarding, you know, this situation, you know, the potential bombings in New York. And as I said earlier, we're thankful that some of the bombs, you know, many of them did not go off, were not detonated, especially with the one, you know, there for the Marine Corps 5K run that was going to take place. You imagine the families that were there. I mean, this could have been absolutely devastating, and we'd have had another situation like we had in Boston. This is the America that we live in today, ladies and gentlemen. The threats are near and present. It is no longer existential. I know we've known this for a while, you know, and I would agree with Donald Trump. We got to keep our head on a swivel. You know, you've got to be mindful. You have to have some situational awareness as to what's going on. And, we may make mistakes in terms of saying, look, at something looks suspicious. But I'd rather err on, you know, the side of caution, considering what is going on right now. I mean, not to the point that we're so paranoid, but, you know, maybe a little paranoia might not be bad. You know, because of what's going on here. And it's incredible. Again, you know, this is coming off for me off the heels of what, you know, we did last night. We're here in Modesto, California. And last night we did a telethon on behalf of the Assyrian military families. It is amazing what they have done locally there and how they've been able to push ISIS back. And what we learned last night was anything but ISIS being a JV team. I mean, these are qualified warriors. They know what they're doing. They understand strategy. and they are playing America three ways to Sunday. Let me tell you, unfortunately, there are many that have underestimated the impact that they have had. Michael Dougherty is with us, and I want to bring him on, and we can talk a little bit more about this, as well as some other topics that he has in mind, because Michael Dougherty always comes loaded with topics and loaded to bear. Senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael Dougherty, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm in the fine state of Iowa in corn country, and here talking to you.
Well, not that far away from you. I'm in California. I mean, I made it across the Pacific from Hawaii, you know, after spending some time with the daughter unit and the new grandson that we're celebrating. So we're having a good time. But last night, as I was mentioning to the audience, we did a telethon, a five-hour telethon to raise money, you know, for Assyria, for the Assyrian military families. What they are enduring there, it's just amazing, Michael. I know I've been hearing from people that are aware, and it's been increasing in awareness of the persecution, the Holocaust, the genocide that is taking place there amongst Middle East Christians, especially, you know, we look at the Yazidis, what happened with the Yazidis, and what's happened in ancient Mesopotamia, that area of Iraq and Syria, how it's been devastated. And here it is, you know, coming from a world that said never again, we're saying never again, again, and it is happening right before our eyes.
And that's what happens when you refuse to learn from history and you put someone in place. And we have this administration that we're almost through with, and we're seeing a live demonstration what happens when you have leadership through abstention and they just ignore things. And then focus on making sure they're not painted as a bad guy. And yeah. So we don't hear this information. You have to hear it from you. You don't hear it from him, because it's like the priority number one is that he's not painted as incorrect. We can't have them incorrect. No way.
Yeah. And you wonder, you know, Michael, at least I do, I go, what's the cause here? Why would we abandon on the hills of Constitution Day in America last Friday, Saturday, where it was time for us to take a pause and reconnect ourselves with the Constitution? And I encouraged our listeners to spend some time with the Constitution again, fall in love with it and appreciate what a brilliant document it is. And it is our vision. It is our goal where America should be when 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. Read the Constitution, and again, it will reaffirm that we are on the wrong track. It's more than what you're feeling in your pocketbook and what you're seeing around your neighborhood, but read the Constitution in the context of where America is today, and you say, look, we've lost sight of our vision.
We have lost sight of our vision because we don't – well, first of all, we've allowed it not to be taught in schools. We've allowed our civics classes to be half-truths where we don't discuss the administrative state and what really is the full breadth of the government now, because the three branches of government were about separation of powers, and these administrative states are about unification of power. And anytime you have a unification of power in politics, you've got bullies and tyrants, and that's
exactly
what we've got here. And they don't want you to know, because they know we'll be against it if we know.
Well, and the other thing is, in order to have that work successfully, and as successfully as it's been working here in this country, is that you divide everybody. You make it the un-United States of America. And we're no longer united. We're bifurcated by race, by gender, you know, by social status, whatever you want to do. It is amazing. It was never designed. In fact, our founders cautioned us that there would be people, there would be elites that would come up, people that would think that they knew better. But if we, you know, fall asleep at the wheel, and I say we the people, and we turn over our responsibilities to a very few number of elected officials, you have the America of the 21st century that we're experiencing right now.
And you have to be aware of it, and you have to take responsibility for it, because what they're doing is just throwing out shiny objects, and they throw out tons of shiny objects to obscure your vision and have you pay attention to that while they go and they do their dirty work, which is what's happened. I mean, we have such a list of attacking conservatives to the IRS, Benghazi, what's going on right now with the giving up the internet basically to which will eventually be the UN.
Exactly.
You know, this puffery with Syria and then not putting his foot down, then what happens? And then deflecting responsibly to someone else. He has forced himself, Obama's forced himself to break bread with Putin. He's given Putin control, and then the bullies take over. And
exactly.
There are tyrants around the world.
We got to go to break. We got more from Michael Dougherty right after this. Stay with us, America. Just 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak live to the dead and darkest night. Speak live when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the road.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, I'll tell you what a difference, huh? When the words that you speak are edifying and they're one bathed in life because it is consistent with the God we serve. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Michael Dougherty continues. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoopwall. Michael, lest we forget, the scandals of one Hillary Clinton continue. They cycle back. I mean, we've got a tale of bleach bit and hammers, and it looks like Julian Assange may be the GOP's latest ally, huh?
Fellows here, because Assange sees himself as a vigilante journalist, and the source of his information are these hackers. And, you know, as long as we don't have people's lives at stake, or defense secrets put out, it's a very interesting game, because basically the liars are getting caught in their lies. You note that no one says what he's releasing is a lie, but they change the topic to, oh, it's Russian. So ironically, you've got people that could care less about Russia's behavior, and suddenly they're making it a behavior. It just shows how they'll say and do anything. And there's no shame when, you know, the hand is caught in the cookie jar and the lid has got it trapped in there. I mean, it's just, you know, and it's overwhelming. I hope the public doesn't get numb. I don't think they're going to get numb, and I think Assange will wake them up. But we got to get all this out before Election Day.
Well, if it's at all possible, I mean, the Clinton machine has done everything they can to obfuscate. I mean, they've taken obfuscation to a whole new level, Michael.
Well, yeah, and that's why this is so intense. It's personal between Julian Assange and Hillary Clinton. I always hypothesize that, you know, she is the one that was Secretary of State when he became well-known in his first big story about the bombings of Iraqi journalists. And he was the victim of her fury when she worked hard internationally to get him imprisoned. And it almost worked. And he essentially is imprisoned in an Ecuadorian embassy in London. He steps one foot out that door, he's gone. So he's been in that place for several years, three or four now. Mm-hmm. And he is furious with her hypocrisy, and he's got the information. You can see him just timing it like a policy wonk. I mean, he teased it in the summer, and everyone's back getting serious, and he's going to start hitting it right near the election.
Well, and he says that what he has in this next phase release is rather indicting, that he believes that this is going to checkmate her.
Right, and this is the thing that I think the public is already seeing and expecting. She knows what's coming, and so they turn the heat up on Trump. I mean, then every frying pan in the world was coming at him. I think they've thrown everything except child molester, and I wouldn't put that past them. So, you know, they're being proactive, and it just – the reason I think it's so true, he's got a history of just not pulling any punches. He has not been one to over-dramatize. He lets the content do the talking. And so this is why he's really built credibility. And, you know, I'm not one that likes crime, but you can have laws used to oppress the public. Those are not real laws to me. And this guy's a bit of the British are coming type screamer in the 21st century right now. Because we are with an oppressive U.S. government that spent a century building all these trap doors to not be accountable and damage the public, the republic, and the public. And we're just seeing this now because we're such a big tipping point with healthcare and our national security both being very screwed up.
Well, Michael, don't you think our mainstream media should be rather embarrassed by this? I mean, because Julian Assange, if it's Julian Assange, I mean, even some committees in Congress who have had to do the work of the mainstream media, yes, they're having, trying to interview impossible candidates, people that have been given FBI special exoneration, and we're trying to get down to the truth of the matter, and, of course, you would expect them to take their fifth and exercise their Fifth Amendment right, and they did so. But you got to go through the drill, and of course the Democrats insist that this is all, you know, for political show. There's no basis to this. But I mean, if that was the case, then why are they taking their Fifth?
Well, they've got no dignity. They'll say anything. I mean, when you're caught lying, you have only two options: dead silence or continue lying. And dead silence is not an option in this situation. So it's just lies upon lies upon lies, and it shows how low they'll go. And we just have to wait for until November, right, where we get to show up and say we're not buying it.
Yeah, and as you noted, Michael, and we've been talking about this, I mean, their use of bleach bit. I mean, this is an electronic shredding device, you know, in terms of this information, and they exercise that post a request, which is more than a request, you know, from Congress saying, look, we need you to protect and hold that information. And somehow it just gets eradicated. I mean, this even makes that 18 minutes of Nixon's, you know, Watergate files going missing. You know, this is child's play.
Well, that's because the cancer has spread since the 70s. Mm-hmm. And look at how nothing happens. Look at absolute dead silence. Because the corruption has spread so broadly, it's like the Sopranos goes to Washington and everyone has stuff on each other. And so, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, you think Obama and Hillary go to breakfast just for a choice? I mean, they've got so much on each other, they're enemies that are tied together, and that's the whole network and tentacles of power in D.C. And you see cronies and rhinos and all these bureaucrats all in bed as well. It's a survival mission, and the power is ours to continue to look away from this or to go vote it out. And it will take a long time to get it out. It won't be one election, folks. It took a century to build this, and it will take more than one election cycle for sure to get rid of it. But we've got to start believing our eyes and not just believing this rampant talk that is nothing more than just lying to divert our attention.
Well, you know, and Trump brought up a good point. I mean, you know, he went to the black community and says, you know, what have you got to lose? He could say that to America en masse. You know, what have you got to lose? I mean, here we are. We're on the wrong track. We have a two-time administration that has absolutely destroyed our economy, our GDP, promised us national health care that is a disaster, that's looking for an exit. It's on, you know, code blue. I mean, I keep hearing the alarms going off, you know, every week, and, you know, they're bringing out the paddles to see if they can, you know, get a heartbeat on this thing.
Well, that's the bottom line. That is the absolute bottom line. If you aren't a Trump supporter and he was your third or fourth choice, you know, I often say the past month that this is a terrible choice then, but a very easy decision. And it's sad that we're in this corner, but it's absolutely true. We have a known entity of a nonstop liar about national security, for starters. Let's not even get into the personal character issues, and those absolutely matter. And so it's an easy choice, you know, and it's a sad risk, but it's going to take something to clean it out. And I'm willing to roll the dice. The framers of the Constitution understood the checks and balances. They understood that bad things could happen, bad people could get power, and they put checks and balances in to make all that temporary. And so political losses are temporary, and so are wins. And the pendulum swung so far to the extreme, it's time for some common sense and integrity.
Well, we've got a debate coming up next week.
And so we're excited. Super Bowl in the fall.
Exactly. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, this could be pay-per-view, but we get it free.
Awesome.
It's going to be incredible. As I say, they're laying out the tarps right now because the blood will be flowing, no doubt.
I doubled up on my popcorn, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a time for patty cakes, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Dougherty. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new look so good on you. So shake like you've been shaked. Come on and shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
And that's just only one of over 280 outlets and affiliates that you can join us on. We thank you for joining the good cause here to get this country back on track to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Just about 28 minutes right now before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dustin Siggins is with us. He's a D.C. correspondent for LifeSite News, formerly the primary blogger for Tea Party Patriots, the nation's largest Tea Party organization. Has been published by National Review Online. Roll call, a plethora of people. He is the co-author of a forthcoming book, A Bankrupt Legacy, The Future of the Debt-Paying Generation. Dustin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I like the title of your new book. It really puts it in perspective. And let me say, as one from the previous generation that's turning over the baton to you, I regret that we're having to turn over a debt-filled America in your hands, but I have faith that you're going to be able to, you know, help us get this thing back on track.
Oh, you're more optimistic than I am. Actually, the book, unfortunately, was kind of delayed for a while, so it's not coming out anytime soon. We're hoping it was, but the reason I'm not very optimistic is because we have, you know, Donald Trump out there saying, maybe I'll reform Social Security, maybe I won't, but I won't stay on the campaign trail because it's dangerous politically. And you have Hillary Clinton saying, hey, let's, you know, raise taxes. And you have Elizabeth Warren, Senate Democrats, saying they didn't want to approve Charlie Blahos for the Social Security Administration because, hey, he supports cutting the program a little bit.
Mm.
You know, it's atrocious. And voters are rewarding poor behavior by our candidates.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Dustin, this is why it is so important for you to maintain your line of communications, because we need to balance reality here. I mean, we have had a country that has been, bred on entitlements at our expense. These politicians continue to use our money, the people's treasury, to get themselves reelected. I mean, it's as if we've become, as if our treasury has become a slush fund or some sort of campaign treasury to get them reelected.
Well, you know, and this is where people say, you know, we shouldn't have the corporate funding of campaigns. We should have only should have public funding, because then, in theory, the taxpayers will be more accountable, or they'll be more accountable to the taxpayers. I think you and I would agree that having the public fund campaigns is very dangerous. The real solution is to have a government that actually works within the Constitution. Because if I'm a $1 billion corporation and I send you $1 million to a candidate, I say, hey, thank you for the money, but I can't help you, but thank you for the money anyway. Because it doesn't matter. I don't have the power to actually benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, this current administration was very quick to say they would not allow, they were going to change the door code to all these lobbyists, but I guess they forgot about that promise, right?
No, they changed the door code. They just gave the password to all the lobbyists. And, of course, they provided all these exceptions and everything else. As I reported at the stream, though, on these polls, voters are, the reason Bernie Sanders almost beat Hillary Clinton and the reason Trump is doing well is partly because stuff like this. It's not Obama's fault. It's not Bush's fault. It's the voters' fault for putting in bad candidates for decades. And so now voters are kind of almost going against themselves for the last two decades, if you will, because there's been so many bad things happening. Of course, most people don't understand economics, which is why Trump's, anti-trade policies are doing so well with a formerly free trade Republican electorate.
Well, we have somebody who understands business, and, it's kind of like Henry Ford said, if you say it can't be done, you're probably right. And we've had an administration, we've had policymakers time and again tell us what can't be done instead of what they can do. And with Donald Trump, who wrote The Art of the Deal, who knows about deal making, it's always negotiable. And suddenly, America
says, there's the problem. Well, there's the problem. I mean, I'm a never Trump guy, separate from my job at the stream. But even I can look and say Americans like him because he's tough. And if he says, yes, I'll compromise, they say, well, you know what? Everyone else is going to lie anyway. At least he might do something in our benefit. I mean, that's thinking of a lot of people. Then again, I've been a Beltway resident for 8 years, so I have a very severe case of Beltway-itis.
Well,
so I would never claim to know what the average person is thinking.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Appreciate that. But the fact of the matter is that America is in a lot of pain, and I know you understand that, maybe not firsthand, but, it's easy to get caught inside of the bubble. But, at some point you have to look at the empirical evidence and say, look at, are we winning more than we're losing? And it seems that we've been moving in the wrong direction for a long period of time, and to the point that, as one set of polls would say, 7 out of 10 Americans say, hey, we're on the wrong track. But to your point, exactly, we've created this mess. I mean, that's the nature of this government. It's a government of, for, by, we, the people. If we check out and let the elites to drive the bus and say, okay, you go ahead and we're going to trust you, well, this is what you get. You get $19-20 trillion in debt. You get a blighted military economy that is sputtering around. I mean, for the first time ever, you're going to have a president that delivers less than 2% GDP. Are you kidding me? I mean, there's some things that the president can do. There's some things that are unrealistic. But this president's policies and the Democrats' policies have continued to, put our economy in shambles.
Well, it's also Republican policies, though, let's be fair. Ronald Reagan bailed out the banks 30 years ago. Bush bailed out the banks less than 10 years ago. And, you know, Paul Ryan voted for the auto bailout because there was a factory in a district before saying later on, oh, I shouldn't have voted for the auto bailout.
Right.
We had the Medicaid drug expansion that was done to get a vote in 2004. You know, Paul Ryan voted for that too.
And you're right, Justin. I don't mean to put it all on. I'm in California, so there's a lot that we on the Democrats right now.
Because it's tilting yourself. Did you see what happened with the Planned Parenthood bill a couple weeks back? With this bill to jail pro-lifers? The ACLU and the LA Times are saying that Planned Parenthood and their allies in the state government are trying to ban free speech. When Planned Parenthood loses the ACLU, they're in serious trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, hey, look what happened. The guy that does the video catches Planned Parenthood breaking the law. He goes to jail?
Well, no. I mean, in Texas, at least, he was acquitted.
Yeah, but I mean, he gets arrested.
Right. You know, yeah, exactly.
Come on, let's get real here. But anyway, getting back to this polling situation and how we should interpret the polls, I mean, they're all over the place. You know, any bit of hope that any candidate can get out of it, they're coming up. You know, Hillary saying, "Well, at least I'm not as bad as Donald Trump." Your unfavorables are so terrible, but they're not as terrible as his, I guess.
Well, and it's interesting. When I wrote these a couple of articles for the stream, the polling numbers, you know, I looked yesterday at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, and I think there may be an argument. So Real Clear Politics does an average of polls. So they take the polls that they consider legit and that they should include, and they average them out. That gives them, right now, Clinton has a 1-point lead, which is well within the margin of error.
Mm-hmm.
But the Huffington Post poll tracker, I interviewed one of their senior folks for the same article, and they pointed out that they have a trending algorithm. So the fact that, for example, Trump's up by 7 points in a new LA Times poll, they don't count that as, you know, as powerful as the poll showing Clinton in the lead because it's not within the trend.
Right, exactly. No, well, you know, they all find a way to put their thumb on the scale, don't they?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right.
But come November 8th, we'll know. And
yeah, exactly.
The levers will be pulled, the numbers will be counted. Hopefully we can keep the dirty fingers that try to put the thumb on the scale to what degree. Hopefully that can be minimized, though some would insist that there's no voter fraud. Okay.
No comment. Yes,
exactly. You know, if that's what you want to believe, we'll pretend it's okay, I guess. Dustin Siggins, writing for the stream on polling, and amongst other things. Dustin, good to have you with us. Appreciate the input.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bill Martinez, we're coming at you live. Good to have you along with us. I was able to get my co-host from the telethon last night, Elma Addy, up, and after a long night running on caffeine and adrenaline, we made it through, right, Elma?
Right, yes, we did, and here we are again.
Here we are. I mean, here's a fourth grade teacher from Long Island. First of all, she goes, how do I end up doing a documentary? And, you know, which is a story in and of itself and the most important one. And the next thing you know, we're doing a telethon and we're, you know, she goes, you got this? And I go, well, you know, we're okay. We'll make this work, because you can always feel comfortable when you are uncomfortable, knowing that God has brought you in a position where you just have to just hang on and trust Him, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can't doubt God's plan. You know, God put me there for a reason, and I knew He was going to bring me through it, you know, because it was all part of His plan.
Exactly. So. And so last night, you know, it was such a blessing, a 5-hour telethon. And I'm smiling on it because I think my producer says, Bill, you just got to worry about it. It's 3 hours, you know, but it was such a blessing to, be a part of the United Assyrian Appeal Telethon, that was carried live by our partners, our media partners, SiriusSat, Channel 15 Television, KBES 89.5 FM. Our goal was to honor, empower, and support Assyrian military families, because they're the front line, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really was an honor to be a part of such an important movement. You know, finally, our people are able to stand up for themselves in their homeland. And to be a part of the force that helps them get what they need is just amazing, you know?
Well, Alma, as an Assyrian-American activist, you just could not stand by. And when an opportunity came by way of Jordan Allitt, who we spoke with last week on this national show, about your movie, Our Last Stand, One Woman's Journey to Reveal the Plight of Christians in Iraq and Syria, greatly underreported, the devastation that is taking place, the inhumane situation, the genocide that is taking place there in the Middle East, in Iraq, in Syria, in ancient Mesopotamia. It is, you know, every time I see pictures and I realize and I go, okay, God, what can we do? You know, yes, we're praying. In fact, the Archbishop Walsh from Peru encouraged everybody to pray Psalm 91 last night for the Syrian fighters. And I would say for all our fighters that are fighting the cause for justice and righteousness, that prayer needs to go out, that psalm, on a daily basis. But for you, you had to do something. I mean, we're all playing a part here, and we need to, you know, partner up and do what we can to, you know, speak for those that are underrepresented, and also to serve as a conduit for solutions to help these people out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes we feel so far removed from a situation. You know, you hear about it and you think about it for a second, and then you're able to move on with your day. And we forget that those people back there are not able to move on with their day. And this particular story, this particular documentary, is very personal for me. You know, I grew up here in the United States. I lived a very comfortable and happy life, but I always heard stories of what was happening, you know, back in our homeland. And as I grew up, things seemed to get worse and worse and worse. And we still have family back in the Middle East that we're able to contact from time to time. And we're always worrying about them. And you know, things just got really, really bad about 2 years ago when ISIS invaded Mosul. And we reacted. I mean, here in the United States, our community, you know, our churches went out and we protested. And we, you know, we did letter writing campaigns. We invited congressmen to come to our churches and talk to our communities so that they could get to know us. And so that we could tell them about what's happening in our homeland and seek their help, you know, and we tried. We tried to do everything that was within our reach, but, you know, things weren't changing. And it was just hard to sit back and watch as things kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then, you know, somehow God, you know, led my family to meet Jordan Allitt, this producer who has such a big heart and just really wanted to do something to make the rest of the world aware of what we already knew. You know, he lives in the United States. He's very well connected with the Catholic Church here. He's just a very faithful person, and he wanted to help us share our story. And you know, that's really how this all happened. He gave me the opportunity to go with him. We went back to the Middle East, and that's exactly what we did. You know, I visited with my Assyrian community. We visited people living in refugee camps. We talked to the young soldiers who are just trying to finally stand up for themselves there. And he gave me an opportunity to be a voice for these voiceless communities here in the United States.
Well, it is an important and significant documentary, Our Last Stand. I mean, this really is what it comes down to. As you and I were talking about last night in the telethon, at one point, 1.5 million Christians, Assyrian Christians, these are people that speak the language of Jesus in his same tongue. They've been absolutely devastated. Now it's been reduced to about maybe 200,000. But not that long ago, as you and I have been talking, you know, discussing, is that this has been something that's been going on for at least 100 years. Bill Federer last night reminded everybody historically, actually, it started with the dawn of Muhammad coming into the Middle East and disrupting things. So Christians have been under attack for a long time, and particularly, you know, your blood, the Assyrian Christians have been devastated, particularly in the last year, and at a time when it looked like they were getting their feet back underneath. Housing was increasing. Values, you know, we talked about housing values getting up to, you know, $500,000. You know, that starts to be respectable. And then, you know, here 2 years ago, everything is swept under. It's bombed. It's, you know, destroyed. You know, absolutely heartbreaking. And along with it, the lives that are so greatly affected, because we're not talking somebody just pushing somebody. We're talking, you know, people being murdered, women being raped, being used, you know, for, these ISIS fighters, and as you and I and you had documented about a family, a mother holding a daughter, a father left there absolutely helpless as his daughter is being stolen from him and being mm-hmm. stolen out of the family, and mm-hmm. and they're, you know, they wanted what, $50,000 for her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these stories that we are hearing now, like you said, these aren't stories that are new to Assyrians from those areas. You know, 100 years ago, my great grandparents endured a genocide under the Ottoman Turks. We heard Bill Federer, like you said, you know, yesterday, basically go back, you know, thousands of years describing, how genocides and atrocities have been happening to these people in their homeland, you know, year after year, generation after generation. And we have to understand that our population has been reduced so much in a homeland where our roots go back thousands and thousands of years. The generation that exists there now is literally there fighting for their last chance, and that's really why we named the film Our Last Chance. If the international community doesn't finally stand up and do something to secure the rights of these indigenous people, the Assyrian Christians that are living in their homeland, we're going to see this culture, this language, and this ancient group tied to the first people that converted to Christianity. We're going to see them completely wiped out of their homeland and being forced to assimilate all throughout the diaspora. So, right. So it really, you know, this burden really just rests on the people here in the West, the Christian communities that have a big heart and that want to make sure that they preserve this ancient Christian indigenous group in their homeland.
And as Bill Federer, again, what he brought out was what the Assyrian Christians, you know, brought to the table, what they have contributed to culture, how so much of what they contributed has been rewritten out of history and assigned mm-hmm. to another people group unfairly. But Bill knows his history. He's well-researched. I mean, it was rather impressive to hear, you know, of the litany of inventions and contributions to society and to the global culture, what they're guilty of contributing, all these good and positive things,
yeah.
And we're all standing by watching Assyrians be decimated.
Yeah.
You know, thank you very much for your contribution. Now we're going to wipe you out.
Exactly, you know, and people like Bill Federer are people that we have to seek out. You know, we need more people like them to explain to the world the truth of what's happening there and what's happened, you know, all of these generations. And just listening to Bill last night really did warm my heart, because he reminded me of all of the contributions that my people have made, you know, throughout the years. But he also showed me that when you have people living in an area, and they feel stable, they have a chance to be productive, you
yes.
know, and that's what we have to do. We have to make sure that we, restabilize the area for the communities that have lived there so long, so that they can continue to be productive and contribute to society and to keep this community alive and thriving.
Well, Elma, congratulations to you and Jordan on the movie, Our Last Stand. Explain to our audience, we got about a minute left, how they can be exposed to it, see it firsthand, and should they so desire. I mean, this is something that you and Jordan particularly self-funded. And
absolutely.
If they want to donate
yeah.
And help the cause, by all means, direct them where they can go.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we just want to spread our message. We feel like the more that people know about what's happening, the more they'll be compelled to help out. So please visit our website. Our website is www.ourlaststandfilm.com. You can also visit us on Facebook for updates. Our Facebook page is Our Last Stand. Again, just if you have any questions, if you're interested in hosting any screenings, we'd be happy to visit, you know, any communities, just to help spread awareness and to continue to tell the story and to be a voice for the voiceless Assyrian Christians. So
Amen.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, Bill.
Thank you. Elma Addy, Assyrian-American activist, about her movie, her documentary, Our Last Stand. Elma, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Worried about